With SDPB News, I'm John Wynn. Federal health officials are pausing use of the Johnson & Johnson COVID-19 vaccine. Dr. Jason Knutson is a family medicine physician with Avera Medical Group. He says the decision comes after six women developed rare blood clots within 3 weeks of vaccination.
So it's very minimal at this point, but 6.8 million doses given, six people with blood clots. We don't know if the blood clots are from the vaccine or not, but they are looking into that, and that's why it was paused.
Knutson says people who receive the Johnson & Johnson vaccine should monitor their symptoms for 21 days. He says people with concerns should follow up with their health provider.
Anytime you get leg pain or shortness of breath, that's important. Fevers, chills, sweats can be something that you call in for as well.
The State Department of Health says no South Dakotans have reported abnormal effects from the Johnson & Johnson vaccine. More than 15,000 South Dakotans have received that vaccine. Roughly 303,000 people in the state have received at least one dose of COVID vaccine. Midwest health officials are urging people who attended a recent youth wrestling tournament in South Dakota to get tested for COVID-19. Minnesota has linked 16 cases to the event. More than 2,000 wrestlers and spectators from Minnesota attended the meet in Sioux Falls between March 31st and April 3rd. The tournament was moved from Rochester, Minnesota to Sioux Falls, where coronavirus restrictions for sporting events are less severe. Governor Kristi Noem wants President Joe Biden to reinstate the 4th of July fireworks at Mount Rushmore. The call comes less than a month after spring wildfires led to evacuations in West Rapid City and the temporary closing of the Shrine of Democracy. SDPB's Lee Strubinger reports.
Governor Noem says the Park Service is reneging on a memorandum of agreement between that agency and the state of South Dakota. The agreement from 2019 states the Department of Interior and the state agree to pursue working to return fireworks to Mount Rushmore National Memorial in a safe and responsible manner beginning in 2020. The Park Service says the coronavirus, fire hazard, and water contamination are reasons for discontinuing the fireworks, which returned last year and were attended by then-President Donald Trump. Noem points to a federal document that states the event would not harm the Black Hills, but the document also acknowledges fireworks could pollute groundwater with a chemical compound. Ian Fury is a spokesperson for the governor's office. He says each concern outlined by the Park Service was taken into consideration for last year's event.
And all of those concerns were found to have been addressed. So my question would be, what's changed? If anything, on several of those issues, we've only improved over the last year. For instance, with COVID, nobody can really argue that the nation is anywhere but on the downswing with regards to COVID. In fact, President Biden said that July 4th is going to be the day that we mark our independence from the virus.
President Biden said he wants to meet a goal of small family gatherings and did not call for gatherings of large groups. Approximately 7,000 people attended the fireworks show in 2020. Governor Noem also responded to Park Service concerns about tribal opposition, saying the state values its partnerships with the nine tribes within the state's borders. She says the tribes were consulted and invited to attend. According to an environmental assessment by the Park Service, all tribes consulted objected to the event and regarded it as inappropriate. Noem is considered a 2024 presidential contender. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Lee Strubinger in Rapid City.
Former Attorney General for Oglala Lakota County and current Executive Director of Thunder Valley CDC, Tetewin Means, has announced her candidacy for Rapid City Area Schools School Board. Means is a mother of two school-aged children and graduated from the Rapid City Schools. She's running to represent Area 2, which is currently held by Kurt Pochart, the current board president. In a statement, Means says the world is coming at our children quickly and they need support. Means graduated from Stanford University with a degree in environmental engineering. She has a law degree from the University of Minnesota and a Master of Arts in Lakota Leadership and Management from Oglala Lakota College.
That's your daily news update. follow SDPB News on social and visit sdpb.org/news to keep up with our journalism as it comes in. Thank you for listening.